For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. The flooding that has swept through the Lansing region this week is one of the strongest events in more than 30 years. The rise of the Grand River is prompting local officials to recommend evacuations in at least a half a dozen Lansing neighborhoods. The Red Cedar River and Sycamore Creek are also approaching historic levels. Flood insurance is mandatory for people who live in well-established floodplains. For decades, the federal government has helped homeowners make those payments, but that's about to change. First, it came down. Then it rose up. The steady rain and melting snow that's deluged mid-Michigan this week is spawning swift, deep currents and blocks of submerged streets and yards. A flood is a costly phenomenon, and we could be in for a little sticker shock. Most homeowners don't carry flood insurance as part of their policy, but it's mandatory for people who live within established floodplains. In 1968, the National Flood Insurance Program was created to help those homeowners offset their damages. Ratepayers have been subsidized for the last 50 years. But going forward, rates will be set on an actuarial system. It's a risk management approach that translates into higher monthly premiums for policyholders.
In Lansing, we're looking at 3 or 4 times what somebody is paying today when they reach those actuarial rates, the rates where the subsidies are gone.
Rhonda Oberlin is the Hazard Mitigation Coordinator for the City of Lansing. She says too few Americans participated in the flood insurance program to keep it viable. And she says the subsidies worked counter to their original purpose.
The intention was to get everybody out of the floodplain or make people build in compliance. But actually all it's done is encourage development because flood insurance was so cheap.
It'll take some time for homeowners to reach the actuarial rate. If insurance premiums stay as they are, Oberlin says the average Lansing resident will get there in 25 years. But rates have been going up by about 6% each year, and the law allows up to 18%.
Yeah, it is a concern.
Eric Washburn owns a home in Lansing's Sycamore Park neighborhood, one of the most flood-prone in the city. He believes spiking flood insurance rates could price existing homeowners out of the neighborhood and deter would-be buyers. Every year at renewal time, Washburn requests coverage that's equal to his mortgage balance.
So whatever I've paid off on the mortgage, I can lower the flood insurance to that amount. And so that seems to take off about 10%. It may rise 10%, you know, but that kind of keeps it close.
The city wants to offer some relief. Lansing's current 2011 floodplain maps are outdated. There's fewer bridges now to constrict the water flow, which changes something called the base flood elevation. That's the level to which a river is expected to rise, and it's a key driver of flood insurance rates. Again, Rhonda Oberlin.
We actually are looking at base flood elevations on the Red Cedar that are about 3 feet too high in the city and probably into East Lansing, and then maybe 2 feet as you get closer to Williamston. Really, we haven't determined that yet, but we are looking at a remapping effort right now.
Remapping won't lower premiums for everyone. Take Lansing's low-lying Urbandale neighborhood. Oberlin says some homeowners could face flood insurance payments twice as high as their mortgage. In those cases, she says, the best solution is for the city to acquire the property and return the land to farming. Flooding is not covered under basic home insurance policies, but there are ways to supplement your coverage. Lori Connerton with the Insurance Alliance of Michigan suggests purchasing an add-on to your policy that covers sewer and water backups.
If you have water coming in through your drain in the basement, your sump pump stops working, there is coverage that you can buy in addition to your homeowner's policy that will help cover that.
Rhonda Oberlin concedes it's unrealistic to expect developers not to build in floodplains. She just wants to see it done responsibly. And she's on a mission to make every structure in Lansing flood resilient.
The rising cost of flood insurance is inevitable. It is inevitably going to affect people's property value, and we really want people to take responsibility for that and do what they can to protect themselves and their investment.
For now, the city's floodplain remapping project continues. Rhonda Oberlin hopes studies will finish this year so her team can draw new, more accurate maps. For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.